Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are into hour number two. We know they've lied about U.S. and British forces crawling all over the ground in Libya since before the war started 3 months ago. That's now been confirmed by Western press months after we documented it, and we've had our sources in the military. We've also been tracking down and confirming that U.S. forces, at least two U.S. Army officers or members of the Army, have been killed, and three contractors, and that the 1st Cavalry Division under the 3rd Corps out of Fort Hood is set to invade in late September into early October and to go directly into Tripoli. The Marines are there. Remember 2.5 months ago, the Marine Corps commander at a base said, yes, we're getting on ships and going. We're invading. And it was, and then later they corrected and said, well, he misspoke. He was just honest. We're loading up. We're going over there. Ah, get them. First, you know, last to know, first to go, or first to go, last to know, however you say it. So there you have it, and we're taking your calls if you're in the military and confirm this or give us the scuttlebutt. But our reports are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. Felix in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, buddy. So what's the information?
So it is first to go, last to know, and scuttlebutt, for all you people that don't know, is just, you know, talk around the water cooler, basically, in the military. Anyway, I work up in Killeen. A lot of my customers, obviously, they're military. I'm a former Marine, so I got some rapport, and I'm an info warrior, so I keep my mouth open, and I talk to these people, and yeah, we're going, dude. I mean, it's semantics at this point. When Clinton gives away all our ports, you know, 20 years ago, or whatever it was, I mean, everything we're talking about now is semantics. I mean, our country's been hijacked. We're waking up as a dead nation, and I just hope that, I think that what this is going to do is spark the revolution worldwide, but it's also going to accelerate their plan for total war so they can hopefully come out on the other side after the thermonuclear war has been conducted, and then they can start their society or whatever they want to do. But how did that keynote speak go? I'm real curious about what you did there.
And we're gonna get it out in the next few days. It's like a 30-minute speech, so we've got to get it dumped from two cameras and encoded and everything. We've been busy dealing with the World War III news and the video we put together last night that I premiered here earlier. But it should be out by tomorrow. In fact, if Duke can get it out by tomorrow, we might air excerpts of it or parts of it here on the show tomorrow, but we'll leave that up to Rob Dew and play that by ear. But he's in there editing it together right now.
I can only imagine. I just hope you just, you know, nailed them right between the eyes when you were
I did
there.
In a way. I mean, they said, hey, we want to put you on the cover of the magazine, which has probably gotten us 30 affiliates since it came out 2 months ago. It's really, really is prestigious. And, you know, Limbaugh's been the keynote speaker there before. Sean Hannity was there. And I mean, it is the insiders. It's kind of the Bilderberg group meeting of talk radio. That's why they said, look who's coming to dinner, like this Sidney Poitier movie, you know, where the black guy comes to the white girl's dinner. That's kind of the, you know, like, ooh, you know, the bad guy, the outsider's coming to dinner. And a lot of them didn't like me. I'd say 65% were supportive, but some were very, you know, very disgusted by what I had to say. But I tried to be positive with them. They really wanted me to give them some magic widget, or, you know, some way of why I was so successful. And I explained to them, I'm not even the smartest guy in the world, don't have all the answers. I've tried every different venue I could to get the word out. That's why we dominate on so many fronts. And I said that, you know, the bottom line is tell the truth, be bold, decide what side you're on. All of you are expendable. And I saw former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, and I talked to a lot of Fox News people, you know, that behind the scenes are like, we agree with you. But it was very, very interesting, and I appreciate talkers having me out there. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I can hold if you want me to.
Yeah, give us what you're, you know, former Marine living there by Hood, Killeen, you know, what the what the gossip is, what the talk.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've had panic calls to the office today and yesterday, and so has the network, and we really dug into this whole nuclear plant situation. And if you believe government, there's no problem. And I think it's the folks don't believe government because they've been caught lying so much. But nuclear Nebraska plant was under alert. This is out of CNN back on June 8th that there was a fire. And now there's flooding in the area, and they're worried that it could flood. But I really don't. We need to get radiation readings from the area. But I just think this is a bunch of hype. Airspace over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant still closed. And that's looks like it's a technical thing they always do when they have a basic emergency there. WOWTTV is reporting. But we'll look at it. We'll watch it and see what's happening there. But it could be bad. I mean, government lies so much. Who knows? Okay. We've got joining us from Athens, Greece, Max Kaiser. And he also has another gentleman with him who reportedly filed suit against Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan for colluding with Papandreou. And Papandreou is now saying, the leader of Greece, that he was going to step down this morning. Now he's putting forward a new cabinet of new puppets and then may later step down. There is rioting all over the country. The vast majority on record of the money owed that the people are supposedly have to have their taxes raised and their Social Security type checks cut and their pensions cut, the majority of that is not owed by them. But their government, induced by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, just like our government, has signed on to the debts, just like the Irish government and the Portuguese government. And Germany is predominantly is forced to then, as the wealthiest country in Europe, the only one that's not completely deindustrialized, to finance all of this. And it goes right to the private banks, just like they've done in third world countries. So this is crony capitalism. And later in the next hour, I'm going to get into just one example of crony capitalism. And I'm asking my producers to really stay on me when I say I'm going to cover something. Make sure I cover Formula One and how that empire was built through crony capitalism. It's similar to the $1 billion and $800 million with the Cowboy Stadium, over $1 billion, paid for by taxpayer money. And then the owners make millions in profits of your money. You're like, well, it helps the economy. Well, what if it would have already succeeded and helped the economy? You pay for it. I didn't get government money to start my operation. I don't get government money. I don't get your tax money. I'm offended by that. We're going back to your calls here in a moment. But I'm going to break this down in detail next hour because I'm really angry about this. And what illustrated it for me yesterday is I was getting online and I saw a Yahoo News story and I did some research on it. And the daughter of the guy who is set to get $250 million. But you look at the contracts, it could be double that. And generally, these stadiums and racetracks are about double. Some stadiums, you've seen examples where it's three times. But let's just say it's $250 million. And the biggest piece of it's from Travis County, where I live. Well, now I live right outside Travis County, technically, but my office pays for these slime bags for abortions, everything else. I'm tempted to move my operation out of here. Only county in Texas where I got to pay for people to get their abortions. My money for the stinking hospital district, your money by supporting my broadcast, goes to these stinkers. But side issue, they just passed that last year. It's just, it's outrageous. Now, you heard about the most expensive house in America, a mansion, 57,000 square feet, 22-year-old girl, racing heiress. Her mommy died. She got $4 billion of daddy's $23 billion, $4 billion, and she owns two houses totaling in value more than $200 million, but the one house was $150 million, Aaron Spelling's home, 50,000-square-foot mansion. And there it is right there. This guy is going to get $250 million, conservatively, of my money, if you're a Texan. And he's done this all over Europe. I looked him up. Well, no wonder. He's got a profitable sport. But on top of it, I've got to build him a track and the giant hotel complex. I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen. My property taxes go up and up and up, and part of that's going to go through this fund to him. And if I don't pay my property taxes, they will take my home. I don't really own my home in America. We didn't have property taxes the last 50 years or so in most states. And if I don't pay it, it goes up and up and up. Housing market's down, doesn't matter, goes up. Try to go contest it. They don't care. Up and 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 up. And I don't really own my property. It's a rent I pay the government. And then if I didn't pay that property tax, they would sell my house on the courthouse steps. And then if I didn't leave my house, the deputies would call a SWAT team and they'd kill me deader than a hammer. So think about that. In America, I will be murdered. You will be murdered by paramilitary police if you don't pay for the Formula One racetrack and all the rest of it and the $3 million they want for a private contractor to shut down major roads in Austin and make you rent bikes from the government that weigh 30 pounds apiece that nobody's going to use, and the Capital Metro with all its scams and literally no one riding it, and now they want to shut down major roads all over Austin and put trains on it when we're set up to not be able to use it. People are like, well, why? It fails everywhere. Why are they doing it? Because they're getting paid off. Openly, Austin's so corrupt that former city council people, mayors and others, that stole tens of thousands of acres from ranchers, wouldn't let them build on it for a decade, then forced them to sell it for pennies on the dollar, adverse possession. They turn around, take restrictions off, hotels, golf courses, $1 million, $10 million homes, just totally lavish, and they all publicly get the money. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are standing by. Literally, why do you think Wiener's sending photos out doesn't care? They don't care. They don't care. And okay, I'm already doing the rant. It's just that I'm going to cover it next hour. It really hit me driving home last night about 6 o'clock. It really hit me hard. It's like, wow, this is what tyranny is. It's just corruption. It's people that have given into it, and there's no end to it. This woman buys a $250 million house, and if she'd have gotten that by developing a new energy system or writing books or making movies, you know, whatever, as long as people bought it, as long as I didn't have to finance it, but no. I went and researched these people months ago with this Formula One and found out all over they get taxpayer money to finance them. Of course, baby daughter, 22, gets 4 billion smackers. And large portions of it is taxpayer money from Europe. And now Texas. That's who we're fighting. And these people go buy politicians for a few million and they get billions. And that's why they have the police state. It's in place to make sure they get away with all of this. And I'm sick of it. But something's going to happen. The same thing we're seeing, and then I'm going to Felix, the same thing we're seeing right now in Europe, in Spain, and what we saw in Iceland. They rioted, the Icelanders rioted, and took over government buildings peacefully for a full year, off and on. Their police finally joined them, and they went and finally got the books, kicked out the economics minister. They'd been told it was all debt they owed, 90%+, just like Ireland, just like Greece. 90%+ of the money that their government said they owed was not even their debt and was the debt of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the private banking ministers running their country of 400,000 people. What is Iceland? I think it's less than 400,000. Like, pull up population in Iceland, please. I believe it's right at 400,000. Got to double check. Now, it's a little brain game. You got to get smarter, folks. You got to get aware. You got to always scan for data. And they found out they didn't owe it, and they said, go fly a kite. And then the British government declared them a terrorist nation and began seizing Icelanders, this is a year ago, private bank accounts, and is now trying to sue government officials that have been elected doing their job. And they don't owe it. Britain is a piratical criminal group sucking off their own people. 319,000. That may be an old number. I think one of the latest censuses, their population has gone up as close to 400,000. That was the headline I saw. Iceland's population approaching 400,000, but doesn't matter. 319,000. So, they're now rioting all over Greece, and the police for the last year would beat them in the head and stuff. But now the cops have been told, yeah, your pay is going to be cut by about half, and you're not going to get your pension fund, you dirty welfare recipient. And the cops are like, I'm not a welfare recipient. I paid into that stinking pension. That's why 20% of my check in there every week. You wait, police in America, till they take your mommy's house. You wait till they cut your pension. Just wait. Decide which side you're on now. Okay? Period. They got this fake libertarian thing that, oh, we're going to cut government. Folks, I'm all for cutting welfare and cutting the illegals off and all that, but it doesn't matter. You get rid of all that. You get rid of all the big government entitlements, all of it. It won't fix this debt black hole. For every stinking dollar that's created, or every euro that's created, a dollar of debt is created to these banking families. There's only 8 families. We've published reports at InfoWars.com documenting it. Okay? This is a Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay type group that took over the whole world through fraud. And if you don't wake up to their fraud and say no, nothing's going to get better. Nothing's ever going to change. It's only going to get worse. Okay, they're not going to stop. George Washington said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you allow. It's real simple. If you let criminals run wild, if you let Obama launch wars without congressional approval, and let me tell you, that was an evil war with Iraq, but they got congressional approval. It was not treason. It was illegal because they lied to go to war. But the point is that even Dennis Kucinich came out and praised Bush yesterday. George W. Bush said at least he went and got congressional authorization. Obama got UN authorization. I'm going to come back and go to Felix, who's out at Fort Hood. I want to hear from other troops about this incredible report of the 1st Cavalry under 3 Corps set to start going in mid-September into October, full-on war early October, boom, into Tripoli. More special forces pouring in. They lied about that. That's now confirmed. Marines, SAS, all of it. Total bedlam. Plans to go into Syria. Huge task forces going up in the Mediterranean up against Syria. The West trying to destabilize Pakistan. Activating their al-Qaeda forces against Gaddafi. Getting ready to activate their al-Qaeda forces. You heard me. Our government activating al-Qaeda forces. That's on record. Against the American people. See, Learn who Al-Qaeda is. They're the best friend of big government. And who founded them? Who protects them? Oh, yeah.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
You know, I was just talking about this Formula One heiress and her $150 million house, and now her daddy's about to get $250 million to build a new track outside of Austin. What's her name? Petra Ecclestone, 22, and I did research on him, and most of his money is from Europe and other countries paying for the tracks. You pay for it! You do! You! Not my tax money! I'm sick of it! And that's what the New World Order is, but here's Pelosi's wealth grows by 62% in the last year. And it's all insider sweetheart deals. There's another report. People get to Congress, some of them worth $500,000, and a year later they're worth $50 million. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are sucking us dry, and they're not going to stop. They will destroy our free market. They will destroy our society. They will get the general public rigged up on socialism with chicken feed they give them as an army against those of us that don't want to be their slaves. History is repeating itself right now. Felix, who's a former Marine, lives out by Fort Hood, friends with folks. He's confirming what other current military people calling have told us and what folks known by yours truly have confirmed that, same folks already confirmed that Special Forces were there 3 months ago. That was later confirmed mainstream media. Now we're being told full-on ground invasion. Gaddafi's handed out millions of firearms, grenade launchers, weapons to his population. He's backed up by the majority tribal group that's always fighting with the al-Qaeda-based group in the east. They're not going to stop fighting even if Gaddafi's killed because a lot of them are going to be massacred. So it's going to be tribal warfare with our troops going into the middle of it. Are talking to folks there at base, are they concerned about this?
Well, first of all, Alex, I just want to say, yeah! You do it! We're tired of you, we're sick of you, and we're not going to take this anymore! Anyway, I had to get that out.
You're telling the New World Order that?
I mean, we're not going to take this, and I'm a Marine. I took an oath to defend the Constitution. The Constitution! I didn't take an oath to defend these banksters! And I guarantee you, all you devil dogs out there need to rise up and take over this country and defend the Constitution against these popes. Okay, I'm sick of it too, Alex. You know, I'm a Marine, but I'm sick of this. You know, they're using us and they're sucking us dry and they are destroying us. And there's so many ethnic groups that don't have representation, that don't know the knowledge that we know. We need to keep spreading the word with more voices. We need to keep getting out there. I live in Austin. I go to Killeen and I work and I hand out films and I talk to soldiers and I tell them I'm just like you. You know, and I tell
you, we've confirmed from the documents, but we constantly get calls that in the Army, the Marines, this goes back over a decade, they come in and tell them, don't listen to Alex Jones, even when people aren't listening, and that it's the demonization briefings that are actually getting the military to tune in. How dumb are these globalists?
Well, I tell you what, you know, they're stupid. I'm 38 years old, man. I took an oath when I was, 18, 17, and I was like, yeah, whatever, I don't know. I just want to, be that guy on the poster and go kill people, whatever. But, obviously you grow and you mature, and now looking back at it, that oath means more to me now at 38 than it did when I was 18. And I'm just trying to tell people it means something. You look around, you look at your children. Your children are going to grow up in a – we're already in martial law. And I can say that because when someone declares martial law, only that president can undeclare it, okay? And you don't need to go to the Congress at that point. You can go to the UN. And that's exactly what – this is an evidence of the martial law is that he did, surpass our Congress.
You're right. And he's telling Congress, look, it's evidence of martial law that an FBI agent can't stick their hand down your pants, but the TSA can. And now that it's evidence of martial law, the FBI issues a new manual this week, not a law, saying they can break in your house without a warrant, tap your phone without a warrant, go through your trash, investigate you for no reason. It's pre-crime. It's Stasi. It's the opposite of liberty. We know what it is. It's in our face. It's tyranny. Criminals took over. Recognize them, America. Wake up from the nightmare. Say no to these crooks. They'll fall just like Wiener fell. Resistance is victory. To fight is to win. To recognize the enemy is to win. To identify the scum and to stand tall and not be afraid of them and commit is to win. God bless you, my friend. Anything else?
Alex, one more thing.
Yes.
Okay, can you please dig up the Endgame by Megadeth and rock that?
All right, good to hear from you. We're going to get Dave Mustaine back on. I called him month or so ago, and he invited me. He said, you got to come out to California to this big, big Ford thing. And I said, okay, I'll try to come out. And then I felt bad not going out there, so I haven't called him back yet. But I know he and his wife, listen, we'll get Dave Mustaine back on. And, he did name his big best-selling new album last year, Endgame, off of my film Endgame. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out to everybody you know. You want to know what the end game is. Megadeth's album tells you it's like people being marched into a pit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, for the rest of this hour, Max Kaiser with a surprise guest joining us from the middle of it all in Greece, where the leader, Prime Minister George Papandreou, is set to have to resign. Many of the police now joining the protesters against the J.P. Morgan, Goldman Chase, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan coup that has taken place. We're going to be talking to them here in just a moment via video Skype. But first, Interfood. Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News. Because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse, it is also high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or visit them on the web at innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, banners up at Infowars.com. And in closing, Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about this great Made in America company. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water and other toxins, visit purewaterfreedom.com today. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, countertops, you name it. They got the whole nine yards. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. Again, made in America. Visit their banners at InfoWars.com or PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. PureWaterFreedom.com. And also don't forget, this broadcast is listener supported via the sponsors, so please do support them. But also remember that we have the online video bookstore with the best videos and titles, and also Patriot Apparel to help wake folks up for the revolution. Get your colors at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay. Max Kaiser, BBC host, RT, Press TV, retired stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used on many stock exchanges today. He's been predicting that Papandreou would be forced to resign. This morning they said he would resign. Then he said, oh, I'll reshuffle the government and may step down. Stocks in Europe drop for second day as Papandreou calls for confidence vote. We're going to break this down because most of the money's not owed by the people of Greece. Their criminal government has gotten them to sign on to it, just like the U.S. has done, just like Ireland, just like Iceland, till they said no. And it keeps coming out that it is total fraud. And so joining us from the middle of the revolution, the global revolt against the private banking cartel, is Max Kaiser with a surprise guest, and he'll introduce him to us here in a few minutes and tell him about us. But Max Kaiser, big things happening. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I'm overlooking Constitution Square right now in Athens. You can see my shoulder here, the people that are gathered in front of the Parliament building demanding that the current leadership resign in the wake of all these massive financial scandals and banking scandals. The current government was caught committing high treason by trading with the enemy in the credit default swap market, and now they want to seek retribution. And last night, you should have seen it, Alex, it was quite exciting. The place erupted in a full-scale revolutionary spirit. Our hotel was pelted with bricks. They were ripping bricks up off the pavement. They were throwing them at the hotel. Our window downstairs was smashed. We were huddled on the seventh floor of the building here as the mob, which was infiltrated by anarchists. And, of course, these were anarchists, actually policemen dressed up as anarchists to try to create a false anarchy movement to just.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. National TV a year ago. Well, a year ago it was on national Greek TV that special police units were dressed up as anarchists, breaking windows of middle class people to turn them against the overall movement. So that's been confirmed. Yeah, you're not just saying that in Greece. The government's been caught there, as they have in the U.S. and Canada and England, provocateuring. Please continue, Max Kaiser.
Yeah, we got footage, exclusive footage of the fake anarchists, the agent provocateurs right underneath our building, which we're holding on to right now until we leave the country because we got some faces on screen. We'll be sharing that once we're out of town. But they were infiltrating the crowd. They were using huge amounts of tear gas. We got hit with tear gas last night, and I can tell you it's very unpleasant to be caught up in a cloud of tear gas. It was quite stinging. And it's quite revolting. But the spirit is fantastic. I addressed a group of lawyers last night who were in the process of suing Goldman Sachs. They're trying to subpoena the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, for the crimes that he's committed, the banking crimes. Dr. Tobras, who is one of the key figures at his website, is a very important website. It's called stopspeculators.gr for Greece. He and his partner, Noulis, are two lawyers that have gone against the status quo. They put their political careers on the line to fight the banksters. And, you know, you have on your site, Alex, this story about money markets in America could be hit with the U.S. banking crisis. I can tell you a little bit about that. That is a very interesting story because all of the European banks that have bought the Greek bonds that are suffering as a result of the Greek troubles, in actuality, they sold, or I should say they bought, insurance from American banks in the form of credit default swaps, and now American banks are on the hook for $127 billion. So now they're putting out the story that, oh, American money markets are going to suffer as a result of Greek tragedy on the bond
market. That's how they always hold us hostage with too big to fail. And notice 3 years later, after the October fiasco of 08, things are only worse, not better. Now I want to talk to Jerry Akos Tobras of StopSpeculators.gr after you introduce him. But Max, I could hear a minute ago chanting, even up 15, 20 stories. It looks like you're pretty high up. I could even hear the chanting and the sounds of the crowds through the sliding glass window.
Well, we are six stories high. Yesterday we were on the first story, and the bricks were being pelted at the hotel, and the front door was shattered, and it was quite a scene. But Dr. Tobras is on his way here. I'm hoping that he can get here in time.
Okay, now listen, for Americans, Max, who are new listeners, because we're getting new affiliates every week now, big stations all over the United States, they're saying, why do I care about Greece? Why do they care about Portugal? Why do they care about Iceland? Why do they care about Ireland? Why is this fight important? Because for folks that don't know, most of the bailout money, we now learn, quote, went to foreign banks. Well, these are really multinationals. So the people running America also run Europe. So it's all another head of the same Hydra, and if they can be ousted and charged and indicted in Greece, in Portugal, in Ireland, in Iceland, in England, they can be brought down here. So this is a global fight against the banking cartel. Explain the crimes and how Papandreou was taken over there and how Greece was engineered for implosion so folks understand why important this fight is and the move towards him stepping down, why that's so important.
Well, let me give you an exclusive, Alex. We arrived at the hotel yesterday. And I went into the wrong hotel next door to me, and I bumped into Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, of course, the son of Malcolm Forbes of Forbes magazine. Steve Forbes is here with the International Chamber of Commerce. The topic of discussion for their forum is selling the assets of Greece and sell those assets to foreign banks and the people who are creating the crisis. The crisis is constructed by the banks to bleed this country into a point where they have to start selling their
assets. Yeah, the vultures are there for the fire sale, so he was perching, wanting goodies.
That's right. Steve, now I know Forbes' family going back 25 years. Malcolm Forbes had his boat parked in New York Harbor back in the 80s when I was a stockbroker. And so I chatted with Steve Forbes for a few minutes. And I said, Steve, you know, what's the deal here? And he said, Max, you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. We're going to get the airport, the lottery, we're going to get everything for pennies on the dollar. This is a fantastic opportunity for our private accountants and all the people that have me.
Incredible. Max, did your Skype just cut out?
I don't think so. Tobras?
Okay, he's getting the guest up to the room, which really Kaiser's in the middle of it. Kaiser was also in Iceland 2 years before they imploded it with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan lawyers at the bar. Because, you know, he's a, quote, insider, so they talked to him bragging about how they were going to implode their economy. They get their operatives in, their alumni, into the finance ministership position, the presidents, the prime ministers. They do this in every country, and then they blow it out. It's just total fraud. This is incredible. So Forbes was there, Max, like a vulture, literally rubbing his hands together to you, saying what a goody gumdrop this is all going to be.
Yeah. If you look up Steve Forbes if you do a search, you'll find out in International Chamber of Commerce. And of course, you know, to answer your question, why is this important for people in the United States? You know, this is a test run, Alex. The groups that are stripping Greece for its assets and causing this financial holocaust using weapons of mass financial terror. They're using the same techniques in the U.S. to take over the highways and the income-producing assets of the U.S. All those things that were built by American taxpayers over the past decades are going to fall into the hands of the privateers and the private contractors. And that income will have to be replaced somehow. And, of course, that means that a lot more Americans will have to go to war and go to jail to pay for the strip mining of these assets. And they're doing it as a test run here in Greece and in Ireland. And they're warming up for the big act because, of course, America is the big pinata that they're going to love to whack and to shake out all the goodies. And that'll go into private hands and it'll completely be destroyed as a free, open, democratic capitalist society, and it'll just all those assets will flow into the hands of a few Wall Street bankers.
And let's explain. They've got most of the mainline Republican hosts saying that big banks are good, they're free market, they're doing God's work. These are the opposite. It's always the big banks pushing carbon taxes, socialism for the public to then get us under their control and steal our money. Here's a microcosm example. Petra Ecclestone, 22, got $4 billion from her daddy, who's worth $23 billion, and almost all of his wealth is from Formula One. And I looked him up because in Texas they're about to give $250 million, and it'll probably go double that, of taxpayer money, just like these superdomes they build, of my money. My taxes here in Austin are going to this. She just bought a $150 million mansion, in the most expensive in America, 57,000 square feet. She's got another $100 million house. And this is just his 22-year-old daughter. And it turns out all over the world, their racetracks are paid for. So this is the crony capitalist class. They come in, they bother politicians, they give them all our money. And this is a good microcosm of this, isn't it?
Yes, they use debt, Alex. That's the key. In other words, the country of Greece was loaded up with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of debt that was pushed onto their balance sheets with the compliance of the very corrupt government. And now they're saying they have to pay that debt. And to pay the debt, they want them to sell their assets. But that debt was artificially pushed onto them to begin with. It's the same thing we see in South America and Latin America that was written about by John Perkins in his book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The same techniques are being used in Greece and Ireland, and the same techniques will be used in America. When America is having to suffer austerity measures to pay for the debt, that debt was artificially created by Wall Street banks to make that situation happen as it's experienced today.
And by the way, we have the IMF World Bank documents the BBC got in 2002. This is not your opinion. These are briefly describe how they set this up 3 years ago with the prime minister, what they're now doing. I mean, that's why the Greeks are so mad. It's in the news there. They know it's premeditated.
Well, what happened was that the Postal Service was loaded with credit default swaps, and the prime minister got into a deal where he sold for roughly $1.3 billion these credit default swaps that later turns out were flipped 6 months later for $27 billion and put that money into the pockets of his cronies and friends. So that roughly $25 billion was taken out of the pockets of the Greek people. And now they're saying that they have to pay that $25 billion and other liabilities as part of the austerity measures.
Yeah, let's be clear. They take your money, give it to the bankers. The bankers steal it and then say, you owe us money for money we stole.
Yeah, now I have one of the lawyers here.
Sure, introducing.
Okay, can I introduce the guest? Mr. Newlas is on the front line of this. Have a seat, Mr. Newlas.
And then Max, just ask folks not to talk once he's on because the people are talking in the background.
Parliamentarian, and he's involved in this lawsuit now against the government attached to this credit default swap.
I do with Kyriakos Tsipras.
Can you sit down?
Yeah, of course.
Did you just say parliamentarian?
Against the speculators and all these persons who do terrorist, economic terrorists against Greece. And not only Greece, but Greece is... the big market for these terrorists, economic terrorists.
Well, sure. The first place Hitler invaded in the Mediterranean was Greece, as you know, and now they're just invading with bankers. You're a former member of the Italian Parliament, Doctor. Can you tell us the sense of Greece? When is your prime minister? When is he going to fall?
I think in a few days.
Okay, we're going to break in a moment. Give us a report. You've got the floor.
Here is ready to do the next step. And the next step is to fight for a better situation for us, for all the Greek people, because we have all the power to stop this terrorism, economic terrorism, against us.
Now, Alex, let me cut in here for a second. Last night I was a speaker in front of Mr. Newlas and Dr. Tsipras in front of a group of lawyers in the legal forum here in Athens, and they were extremely upset and vocal, and they are mounting a serious case against Goldman Sachs and John Paulson, the hedge fund manager with Lloyd Blankfein. They're looking to subpoena these guys, take them before a court of law, and get them in jail. The point of Mr. Newlis and Dr. Tabras is to put the bankers in jail, just like Henry Kissinger was chased out of Bilderberg. They're looking to chase Lloyd Blankfein all over, wherever he hides, anywhere in the world, to put this guy in jail. He's a financial terrorist.
That's it.
Now, can you speak about the
yesterday, if you want to speak for yesterday, we was in the biggest association in Greece, who is the Association of Athens Lawyers. Okay. And with the president of the Association of Lawyers in Athens, also with the president of all the judges and the prosecutor of Greece, and also with the former president of the Greek parliament, Mr. George Tsouras, we do this event yesterday, and our conclusion is we have the weapons, we have the power to go all these persons, political person, the politician, and also...
All right, doctor, we've got to go to break. Just stay there. We're back in 3 minutes with Dr. Jerry Okoso Tobras, a former member of the Parliament of Greece, and Max Kaiser just spoke to their big, basically their national lawyer association. Like the National Bar, they're going after the criminal bankers. I will be right back. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, I got a quick correction to make because Max has several people coming up into the hotel room above the big square and the demonstrations in the fall of the corrupt government. Who was going to be Dr. Tobras. It's George Nulis, is the former member of Parliament and a prominent lawyer. He was able to make it up through the crowd, so I was announcing him as Dr. Tobras. It's George Nulis. Sir, you've got the floor, and Max, you can direct in the short 5-minute segment, and then we're going to go to break and come back 1 minute later. Basically, points that need to be made, but we're really interested in the fact that the Prime Minister is admitting that he may step down very soon. They're reshuffling things, and we're seeing reports that that the people of Greece have really woken up to the fact that this was orchestrated fraud. So can Parliamentarian Nulis break down how it was orchestrated fraud?
You see, here in before 15 months.
Yes, the economic terrorist.
Yeah, that's it. So we have to do a special work, and in 600 pages, we have dried all the responsible who makes all these games against the people. I want to mark this point. The responsible of the market group, I think it's Samir Arkar, if I say it good. Say, I don't care about the Greeks because they ask. You don't care about these persons. You destroy this social network. You destroy these civilians. I don't care about the Greeks. It's his problem. It's their problem. I only care for the money. So, is the proposition of the people who destroy the social networks is the proposition of the people who destroy the citizens.
Well, after they're done destroying Greece, they're going to suck Germany dry, they're going to suck America dry.
It's the first step. You see, the other steps is Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, etc., etc. And no, I think the same game that will be continued into another places of the world. And why not in the USA also?
Oh, they're already doing it. They're already doing it, sir. They're raising all our taxes.
Let me cut in for a second. So, Mr. Nulis, can you just explain that the Papandreou, the Prime Minister, by engaging in the credit default swaps that he was engaged with, has committed, according to your group of lawyers, an act of treason.
Yeah, I want to clarify that. Today, the responsible of manipulate the Greek debt is Mr. Petros Christodoulou. Mr. Petros Christodoulou was a very important person in Goldman Sachs when, in 2001, with the foreign with Prime Minister Mr. Tsimitis, Kostas Tsimitis, do the swap names Titlos. With this swap, Greece goes into Euro zone, and Mr. Christodoulou now manipulates all the deal with the terrorist, with economic terrorist, with Goldman Sachs, with Paulson, with Soros, and with the other people, this economic terrorism, against states, citizens, and...
Yes, they came and hired your ministers as an inside job to bring you down, and we have the documents. And will Papandreou end up going to prison? From those roaring crowds, it sounds like he better flee the country.
I think the people, in a few days, they shoot down this government. And also, the minister, the prime minister, the minister of the economics, and Mr. Christodoulou.
Stay there, parliamentarian Nulis. Stay there, sir. I want to talk about it. Is this going to go the way of Romania? We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.